chaos is everywhere.
Everybody, it's Jonathan Gilchrist. I'm here to tell you about another podcast in the Chaos Family Podcast. This time we're doing Chaos of Ringside. Chaos of Ringside is a every other week discussion of current wrestling events. We cover mostly AEW and ROH, at least those are our deep dives. But if there's big news in the world of wrestling, whether it be WWE, AAA, New Japan, or Impact, we will cover it and we'll give you our opinion. We also do prediction shows for major pay-per-view events. So come and join us, and we'll tell you all about the wonderful, weird world of wrestling. See you soon, everybody.
Hello?
Yep, number four, I think, was the charm.
I quit.
I don't know.
I don't get it, dude. No joke, I click on it, and it brings me to the... Like, it brings me to the, like, Spotify thing like it always does.
Right.
Keeps loading. It doesn't actually, like, let me continue on.
That's Spotify for podcasters, everybody. Yeah, I have no idea. I guess we'll just have to set a number of, like, tries before I, like, yeah, I was ready to, like, go grab my computer and try to load it there. But luckily it worked, so I guess we can get into some Star Trek Voyager.
I think I'm ready for it.
Yeah. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Chaos the Final Frontier. I'm your host, Jonathan Gilchrist. And that guy over there told me you guys look like jerks. That's Mr. Artie Vice.
Yeah. Get it. Working on Saturdays sucks.
Yeah. I can imagine. I used to have to do it every once in a while. Didn't like it. Of course, I didn't like
every
working
once
it
in a while. Anyway. That'd be nice.
Yeah. No, it was like once every month, I think.
Yeah, it was like once a month.
Yeah, like this is completely nothing about the podcast, but like I literally still and just last night have stress dreams about that job. Like I will just dream about something from there, but I've at least gotten to the point where I had to really think before. I remember there was like once a month I had to work a Saturday.
Yeah. So, I get it. Fuck that place.
Yeah. But we're watching season 3, episode 15, Coda.
Oh, thank God I was right. Okay.
Yeah, we're on Voyager. You ready to go?
Yep.
All right, and let's hit play in 3, 2, 1, play.
Yeah, I legit did not remember the right thing.
All right, it's fine. Just so you know, you cut out there for a second. I don't know if it was on your end or mine, but if it happens again, I'll let you know. But you're back, so we should be good.
Your face is back?
That could have been me, my microphone being weird as I moved or something. I don't know.
I was like, 'cause I also moved, so...
It's possible. Whatever. I'll keep an ear out. I just like to mention it to you because I don't think it shows up on your end.
Yeah.
I was wondering if I could not be shot today.
You get shot every day, though.
That's like the most fun the crew has every week.
Yeah.
Poor Mr. Tuvok.
Oh, have you watched any of the new Dropout?
The Game Changer stuff?
Game Changer stuff, yeah.
I've watched a bunch of them. I think I skipped the dating show one, but I think I'm caught up.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty fun.
Yeah. No, my favorite was definitely so far the premiere with In the Middle and Brennan's reaction to having to be second place.
Oh, yeah. Dude, did you watch the newest Sam Says?
Yes, with the
holy
body drop on the ground.
With Jacob Weisbaki, one of the funniest mofos I think I've ever seen.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's been a little while because I did watch it when it was premiering. But yes, it was a really good episode. It was so good that when I watched the behind the scenes thing and Sam's like, we're probably not going to do it again. I'm like, I want this to be its own series. Like fucking make the noise. Like
Dude, Megan Noyes is amazing too. I can't wait till that gets a new season.
Yeah, well, that's the cool thing is, like, basically they do Game Changer. When they're done with that, they start making Makes Noise, so it's always on a cycle. So,
good. I like you know who I'm talking about, right? Jacob Wysocki.
Yes,
dude. Yeah. No joke. He is probably like, obviously Brennan's hilarious, but like he might be like the funniest dude I've seen on that show.
No, he is like definitely top tier. We'll watch any episode.
Yeah.
Another guy that I've really come to like on Game Changer and Makes Noise is Ross Bryant.
Dude, yeah, he's hilarious. Like the Make Some Noise with him and Brennan together was awesome.
I actually just rewatch Make Some Noise just having in the background like almost all the time. That's why I can't wait for new episodes. So there's a good recommendation because it's not actually that expensive. It's a good subscription to have.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of their
just stuff those two shows. Yeah. Oh no, Captain Janeway.
Oh yeah.
What if instead of doing the theme, you just did that for the entire
This is Star Trek. I know.
This episode came out January 27th, 1997, and I guess we have a new theme song for the Voyager episodes.
No, that was a one-time thing. I might do it again, but it's not going to be like every week.
Yeah.
But
just a quick programming note for Wednesday. We will talk a little bit ROH and what's happening at WrestleMania, but I won't say we're going to talk a lot of it because we aren't going to be watching. I'm not going to be watching Supercard of Honor as of right now. I haven't made that decision, but I do know some of the stuff that's happened.
I know some of the stuff that's happened. I know night one of WrestleMania was tonight.
Yeah.
And, I know some stuff happened. Maybe. I don't really know. I haven't really checked into it much.
I saw the WrestleMania. There's been one title change already.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll definitely hit on like the important points, but for the most part, we're just going to be doing our regular AEW wrap. I don't know. Because if ROH had been like, it would have been stupid to do it at WrestleMania, like on Sunday with WrestleMania, but if it had been normal show, there wasn't a Friday that we could have done a prediction for, I probably would have sprung for the thing to do it. But because it's not a Friday, we can't do any real content for it other than just to talk about it. So, I can do that just easily by scrolling the internet a little bit afterwards. So, ROH, we hardly knew ye. Oh, yeah. So just to recap, Janeway, after her fun conversation with Neelix, seems to be pretty out of it in the shuttle crash. I'm sure she's fine. Hang in there, Catherine.
I can't imagine there being any issues.
Interesting bit of trivia that I found when researching the episode. This is like the sixth time in all of Star Trek that they actually use CPR instead of like some futuristic life-saving resuscitation.
It makes sense they don't use it very often. You're not supposed to use that much tongue. Come on, Chakotay. Jesus.
I mean,
a little bit of tongue, life.
I mean,
everyone knows you use a little bit of tongue when you use CPR.
It's like 90%. By the way, even with the CPR, it still ended up hurting him being using a hypo spray.
Yeah, like what?
For a drug.
Just use that from the beginning.
I'm guessing that was like adrenaline or something, like or something equivalent.
Maybe.
Let me just poke you with this green light and everything will be just fine. Now, Liv, do you mind not? It's so much work for me.
Oh,
yeah. Oh. Like, stop babying me. I was only dead for like a minute. I'm right? Fine. I'm trying to, I don't know, I have to wait till the episode. Because there's a whole thing about how many like shuttles Voyager has, because a lot of them get destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
But they should have a limited number of shuttles. So I'm just trying to remember if this is real, because there's all sorts of weird head shit that happens in this episode. Not to give it away. But in one of the new Star Trek shows, which I haven't watched, there's an animated one. I think it's Prodigy, which actually also has to do with Captain Janeway. They actually have technology to replicate an entire shuttle on the ship. I think they wrote it directly as like a plot hole, like stuffer for the fact that Voyager, he loses so many shuttles.
Yeah,
it always seems to have more. What is it? Life forms, like 70 of them. Just some alien with a shotgun. What are you doing on my land?
Get off my lawn. We don't take kindly to your kind around here. You have three hats.
Yeah, no, normie. Wait, so you know that three heads is abnormal?
Yep. Around here, too. Chakotay!
Hey, look, it's the Vidians.
No!
Wow, I don't think Janeway likes to be strangled unless she gives consent, and there was no consent given there. There's
clearly no consent there. I don't know how I feel about this.
And we're back. Wait a minute. Yeah, she said the thing. She said, wait a minute.
You're right.
I'm pretty sure it's just deja vu. You know, who doesn't constantly relive memories right before you, quote unquote, die? Well, yeah, I would assume I don't want to land on that planet either. Chakotay to Voyager, did you guys just read us dying? Oh no, they found him.
Oh no.
Well, since we're immortal now, why don't we just fly our shuttle right into him? Just from the description of the episode, like I've said, that this is an episode where Janeway dies over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But what if like this was the whole loop? Like the only thing they could do is either die by the Vidians on the planet or die in the shuttle. It would just be like over and over again until they got exhausted. Like, I don't want to blow up again. Oh, God. By the way, do you remember blowing up? Because it was really painful for me. Okay, this time we'll try and go east. There's no east in space, you idiot.
I meant west.
I meant Joe Montana. Yeah, a tachyon blast. That sounds like something science-y.
Yeah.
Actually, tachyons do have something to do with, like, faster-than-light travel and time stuff, but as of right now, they're still theoretical.
Mm.
Like, if you ever look into the real science of it, it's something that is technically possible based on Einstein's theories, but we've never detected it. But because Star Trek has really smart writers, they're like, they know that if they did, it had certain properties they could use for shit, like warp speed and time travel. Wow, we should have tried that months ago. Remember when Neelix lost a lung? We could have just done that thing and they would have disappeared. Fuck those Vidians stuck in the time loop. It's weird because of the pixel rate of the episode. The stars looked like they were all blinking weirdly when they showed the shot of Voyager on my TV. That might just have been my shitty TV, but it just looked really weird. Phenomenon.
Phenomenon. Phenomenon. Phenomenon.
It involved Fideans. I took a nap and then. Man, they look like she's fucking crazy.
Right?
Like, we were just talking about the loop in the elevator.
Yeah, okay, what?
Are you just trying to be cool?
What about all that sweet, sweet love we made?
Like, five times in the time loop. We had all of, like, 3 minutes, so it was, like, time to do, like, 3.5 times every time loop. I'm afraid it's butt cancer. All right, the phage. That's one tough virus that can survive a time loop.
Right.
Why are they always trying to gaslight me into not remember what happened?
Death. Instantly. Kabam!
So there's weird stuff happening, but if I remember the timeline correctly, so that means the first thing that happened with the crashed shuttle was the real thing? Because otherwise, if they just got away from two ships, he never would have been grabbed, or he's saying the time loop did happen, but the virus somehow went through both versions.
I honestly don't know.
They're like, it makes sense in the overall like arc of what's actually happening in the episode, but it is very confusing in this moment of how it would happen. I will not deactivate myself. Even though it's like the most pleasure I ever get out of life, deactivate myself. Ugh. I mean, you don't have to lie right down on the bed, but I'll just give you the sedative over and over again. is obviously a recurring thing in Star Trek. It took them until the sixth movie to actually show a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering where people go to the bathroom when they're in sickbay. We just beam the dookie right out of you.
Death, kabam! Again? Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes, classic.
Yeah, pretty sure that's just like in Starfleet that you go ahead and just do euthanasia at some point. That seems like something that would be, especially like the doctor just telling the patient, no, we're going to go ahead and go with euthanasia. And they don't get a say in actually it being done or not. Please relax and take deep, deep breaths. Yeah, I definitely believe like euthanasia would be allowed in thing, but it would definitely be the patient's choice.
Yeah.
It'd be really weird if it wasn't. Oh, God. Don't do this. By the way, it doesn't seem that merciful. It seems like she's very much
right,
like in pain and suffering. She's dying for this.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, this doesn't seem like... like.
And we're back in the shuttle. Actually, it's interesting that we, I don't know if you followed the news of it, but they just executed a guy in Georgia basically by that. Like, they put him in a gas chamber and asphyxiated him. And apparently it kind of turned into a shit show because it wasn't as, like, clean, or at least it was more graphic than anybody thought it was going to be.
Huh.
Yeah. Just interesting news from around the United States.
Blah.
She's right back down in her tongue.
Yep.
Molested by Chakotay. Chakotay, I'm right here. Chakotay. She passes through his head. Don't die on me. Don't you die on me. Starts punching her in the face. Come on. I don't want to be captain. I hate these people.
Nah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, God, no. Part of the, like, balancing act they had to do for this episode was to show, like, Chakotay's, like, feelings for Janeway without, like, going overboard.
Yeah.
As far as, like, the romantic aspect. I think they followed a pretty good line. But it's a good, like, reference to that episode where they end up on the planet together.
Yeah.
And totally boned.
Totally boned.
Cass, for the love of God, can't you feel me? I'm right here, Cass. I do hope there's like something after death, because it's one of the things that I think about too much. But it would be kind of fucked up to have to watch yourself trying to be resuscitated.
Yeah.
Hit her with the brain shock again. Listen, if the machine says to shock her, you keep shocking her until he decides it's over.
Yeah. Duh.
Jamie's just inside going, no, shock me again, for the love of God. Here, I'll get inside my mouth.
Nope. Nope.
I mean, at least they reference it because there's that episode where she does hear like Chakotay, and I think Chakotay actually asks her at some point about it. Apparently, the director of this episode, like, just wrote the effects department, like, didn't know if they could do stuff like the walking through walls, and just wrote them and like, hey, we have this shot and this is how I filmed it, are we good? And they would write back like, yeah, we can do that. But like, she would just shoot it and then later ask if they could actually do it. It was more than that, I'm sure. I mean, she did hear Chakotay when he was a ghost, so.
Right.
By the way, anybody else? This is a weird fucking job, right? Like, that we're talking about this again? Like, seriously, how often does people die and then other people hear ghosts? You heard me, Commander. Let's have a luau. In honor of the captain.
We're all gonna be okay. We didn't say that at all. Oh God.
I wonder if Ensign Ricky died on that planet, if they would be going through all this trouble of like readings and scans and such.
Absolutely not.
Because Ensign Ricky's a piece of shit.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
I'm not a piece of shit, but you are a little bitch.
I'm not a little bitch. Yeah, but you're a piece of shit. I'm not a piece of shit. Yeah, but you're a little bitch. I swear to God, you guys make fun of me 3 or 4 more times, I'm leaving.
I will stay in the Delta Quadrant. Yeah, whatever. You know who I am, Catherine. So, just weird minutiae of Star Trek that I would never, ever notice. Admiral Janeway here, who's supposed to have died 15 years ago, Janeway's father,
yep,
is wearing the same comm badge as her. But if you are Star Trek nerd enough, you would know that 15 years ago, that comm badge wasn't in service. It would be a different comm badge that was on Next Generation and like the very beginning of Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, I knew that.
Totally, yeah. Knew. Oh, you know it right away. You're like, oh, that's not the right comm badge.
Instantly knew. Instantly knew. I'm cool.
Oh. I was watching like 20 facts of all the original Star Trek movies. And because at some point we're going to do Wrath of Khan, I'll have to rewatch it. But I'm like, my God, the level of Star Trek nerddom that I don't have with these facts. Just, oh, so deep down the rabbit hole that even I'm like, what the fuck? So, I guess the writer of this episode is like the producer, one of the producers. But she also apparently wrote a novel about Janeway's early life.
Hmm.
And because she's one of the producers, she basically got to put in the backstory that she had written into her novel. So stuff like how her father dies and all that is just from that novel. Which I just found interesting. It's like, well, I mean, pays to be the producer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that happens to a lot of people. I will say it's never happened to me specifically, but it happens to other people about waking up thinking your loved one's in the room.
Yeah.
Eventually you'll cross over. Yeah, there's going to be clouds and harps and guys with wings. You mean like Christian heaven? No, 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 no completely no. different. I told you, we couldn't even imagine it. There's a yogurt machine, for God's sakes. I don't think you understand what my imagination is. I actually read a really cool story in college. It was for philosophy class, although I don't remember if this one was assigned, but there was just in this book of like what if scientific things, and there's one story about a guy dying like this and seeing his family and basically just like what it was like for him in his afterlife of watching his family move on. But then he would like, after his family kind of moved on, he looked for other people and there weren't a lot around, but like he found this woman that her whole afterlife had been in a department store watching her soap operas. That's literally all she did.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was kind of a depressing story. I think it ended like that there is something else, but he doesn't know exactly how it works. But yeah. It was an interesting thing that I still think about, and I wish I knew what the name of that textbook was, because I would definitely buy a copy just to reread the stories. Isolated in the stillness.
Like, I'm here, mofo. Cass.
Like, I wouldn't be speaking, but like, Cass, I'm right here. Can you hear me? I'm trying.
Are you, though?
I don't think she's trying.
I don't think she's trying at all. You gotta touch her.
Do you feel me? Do you feel me, Cass? Feel me. If anybody else is wondering, I was just thinking of the South Park episode where Cartman thinks he's dead. Feel me, Clad. Feel me.
Maybe.
Yeah, man. Pretty much sure it's over.
Yeah.
I mean, if you and I together can't find her, it's over.
Exactly.
Fuck her. By the way, I always thought she was kind of a bitch. Yeah. I don't know.
Just between you and me, since we're the only two in here.
Like, her thinking that she was good as a captain always made me laugh inside, even though I'm a Vulcan. Okay, now as I often do, I'm going to masturbate since I'm still alone. Oh, Tuvok, that's so beautiful. Like, Tuvok's words make her cry, but like Chakotay gives a stern eulogy. It's like, not as good as Tuvok. He almost said he liked me. I would literally go to my memorial service just to decide who I'm going to haunt.
What you say about me better be good, or I'm coming after you, motherfucker.
Like, the entire time you're sitting in the toilet, you just got this face looking at you. I really thought I was a piece of shit that could never be chief engineer. Like, I told her straight out, I'm not good at this job.
It was weird. She said, yeah, I know. Now fail.
But she must have believed in me, even though she constantly told me she didn't.
I mean, you are.
I mean, she is hot. She broke a guy's nose before she became chief engineer.
Exactly. Like, you are hostile. Don't ever think.
And it really, like, towards the end, she had faith in you, but it really was Chakotay that had faith in you.
Now she'll never know.
She'll never know.
She'll never know. Never. Never know. Never.
Why is it only the bridge crew that gets to talk? What about the ends in the back there? Maybe they have some memories of Janeway.
Right.
I once passed her in a hallway. She didn't spit on me like most command level officers. Also, why is the bridge crew the only ones to get chairs in this memorial service?
Right.
I'm just saying, there's a second class citizen here, and I don't like it. I once called the captain mommy by accident, and she didn't even laugh.
I swear to God, it was an accident. Fuck you all.
Nice cry acting.
Yeah.
She almost looks as believable as Cody Rhodes talking about his mom.
Motherfucker.
I don't know. That's just the thing that happened that we never really addressed, but it did happen.
I would like to say one thing.
Uh-huh.
I don't like the fact. I mean, it is what it is, but I don't like the fact that, actually, before I say this, did you hear the comments of Tripster about AEW?
No, like I've heard a lot. I've heard a lot of stuff this week, but I haven't heard that one.
He made a comment that he doesn't want people around that aren't willing to he said it was something along the lines of like, oh, I don't want people here that aren't willing to like go through the grind or something like that. Making a comment about people who like wanted to go somewhere for like a lighter schedule and stuff like that.
But okay.
Yeah, that was his
comment. Because aren't they still doing the thing where they don't want independent wrestlers?
No, I don't know. Who the fuck knows at this point?
Yeah. Because that was like the last thing I heard about developmental was like, we don't want independent wrestlers.
Well, no, he's just talking about the people who have like left.
Oh.
He's also, he's talking about people who have like, because they it was something about like people who had left and like whatever. And without saying directly, he was just saying that like, oh, it's fine. We don't want people here who aren't willing to go through the grind.
You mean like your two best friends in the 90s who went to WCW for a better schedule?
Yep.
Among other things? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And then like McAfee said some shit. That was
I did not hear that.
I forget exactly what he said, but he said something also. And like in my head, I was like, between all that, between all the CM Punk stuff, is this like, you're like, are you like really okay with all this, Cody? Like, they're talking shit about something that you helped make.
I mean, he must be, because one of the things I did see this week is he said he will never go back to AEW.
Yeah.
So he must be okay with it.
Exactly. Like you just don't give a fuck, I guess. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean,
all that shit that you.
The story.
like, you helped make this place and you're saying fuck it? Like, come on.
Yeah. Like, I really do wonder, like, shit. I really do wonder what was supposed to have happened with him and Tony Khan that could have made such a big change.
Yeah.
The case, because it is weird.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll probably never really know.
No, I know, but still.
Well, we'll talk more about all that on Wednesday. For now, let's get back to Janeway spying on her loved ones. Yeah, but I kind of want to see if they get home. I'm invested, you know. I've already done this for 3 years. Yeah, why are you pushing me?
Yeah.
No, it's different.
Here?
No, seriously, it really felt different. Almost like it was shot in POV. What do you mean? What do you mean shot? Shut up is what I mean.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying shut up.
More denial.
Yeah.
My daddy would never do this to me. He let me put my finger into an electrical socket just so I would know what would happen.
Rude.
Such a specific agenda.
Death.
Guys, seriously, fighting demon, sleeping.
Oh, so sleepy. I was right.
Yeah, I'm always right. The effect of, like, the space anomaly was actually reused from the finale of The Next Generation, because there's a whole there's a giant space anomaly in the series ending. It's a really cool idea where something that they do in the future radiates back to the past and creates an anomaly that ends all life on Earth. And it involves Q. It's a really good episode. Mm. But yeah, they just reuse the effect for the whole alien wormhole thing. They're telling me to fight, so I'm gonna kick your ass. I don't think they literally meant fight.
Oh, that's what I'm gonna do.
Here comes the high kick. What?
Ow.
Well, fuck you then. I don't want your soul. Listen, I never went on a casting couch my entire life.
Boom. Got him.
No. Never mind. I was going to make a sexist joke, but I decided not to. There'll be another time, and I'll be waiting. Well, like, no, because I'm going to remember this, and even if I, like, die again, I'm just going to stand here and talk to you. I don't really fucking need to go into your matrix ever.
Also, like, I didn't say it was hell.
I mean, it felt like hell.
That's what you said.
Especially with the word nourishment. But I did go. I was miles and miles away, and you were there, and you were there.
I don't remember you.
Who the hell were you? I've never really thought about Wizard of Oz that much, but I saw somebody that's like a real fan of Wizard of Oz point out that the fact that they made the ending a dream is kind of fucked up for Dorothy, in that like she wakes up and she says, "Then you were there, and you were there." But those are like the farm hands that are like hired by her uncle.
Yeah.
So it's like his employees were part of his underage niece's dream. It's like, this is awkward. You guys are fired immediately.
He examined me so thoroughly.
Like, right up the hoo-ha. Right. Wasn't even part of the problem.
I asked what he was doing, and he said, "Don't worry, I'm a doctor."
I am taking it easy. I'm only reading one report instead of five at once, like I normally do.
Can you?
Why the fuck not? A lot of weird shit happens. Yeah. Literally just happened to her. Honestly, as annoying as she can be to people that don't like her, he'll probably just be more like stubborn about coming back.
Yeah.
Let's go do the thing at Lake George.
Lake George.
So, yeah. So there's the end of Coda. So
I love Lake George.
Like I promised, you got to watch Janeway die over and over again.
Yay.
So what did you think of the episode?
It was interesting. It was cool.
Yeah. It's a really good philosophical like Star Trek episode of like tackling that idea. Yeah. Anytime they get close to that, and it happens another time in Voyager, kind of from the opposite end, where, like, spoiler, but it's fine. It, like, happens the first 5 minutes. Neelix dies, and he's dead for a very, very long time, like 17 hours. And they revive him, but when he's revived, he, like, goes to this whole existential crisis because nothing happened when he died. So it's like a whole thing of like dealing with the fact that his beliefs about the afterlife have been challenged. It's a really good episode. We'll get to it in probably a season or two. But yeah. Anyway, but yeah, no, I really have always liked that one.
Boy. Sante.
Yeah. And then next week, or not next week, but next time we come back to Voyager, the episode's Blood Fever. Ensign Vorik, who is the Vulcan in engineering that I pointed out in the last week's episode, expresses his desire to mate with B'Elanna during his Pon Farr, which is the Vulcan time of mating. So
mate. I mean date. Yeah. Socially. Go out and kick it.
No, I said mate. Clearly. The word mate. Yeah. So yeah, this Wednesday will be Chaos Ringside. Like I said, we will definitely cover the big notes from ROH Supercard of Honor. There are some really cool things that happened. And as we're recording this right now, I believe Collision is actually happening because it was on at like 11:30 this week. So there was no way to do that before I got to watch Collision. So I'll watch that and we'll talk about it. And yeah, we'll also, of course, talk about major stuff from WrestleMania, not in detail, but like I already saw, I said one title change, we'll mention. And if Cody somehow finishes the story, we'll let you know.
Just finish the goddamn story.
I'm really still not positive. The only, like, everything points to Cody winning, but the only thing that makes me think is, like, they clearly are doing a big deal of, like, breaking all the old records.
Yeah.
And, like, if they want to break Hogan's, they got to let Roman hold on to it. Yep. So, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. By tomorrow when we're recording, we should know? Question mark? I'm assuming. Yeah, because we usually do it around midnight. So, yeah, we should know.
We should know.
Yeah. Anyway. Hope everybody enjoyed that, and wait for next week because we're going back to Deep Space Nine with part two of the whole Bashir in a prison camp saga.
Woo.
Lots of cool stuff happens in that episode.
Woo.
All right, have a good week, everybody, and we'll see you soon.
Oh, losers.